Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland. Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. So glad you can join us here. And we are coming to you from Lake Placid, New York, a place where we spend a lot of family vacation time. And that song, by the way, that you just heard right there, Sean Baker, the Sean Baker Orchestra. And the name of that song actually is Which Way to Radioland. Everyone go support Sean Baker. He has been a part of the Talking Metal family for a very long time, and I just love that guy's music. And again, that song, Which Way to Radioland. Emily is here with me in Lake Placid. Hey, Emily, how are you?
What's up?
And we are so psyched because we have so much great stuff. You know, there's always a break in the action as far as concerts go in, I would say, like December and January.
You agree? Deep winter,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a few little things, but nothing too major, but it's all starting up. We are in late February now, and we have Marty Friedman this Saturday.
But I will say, the one show that got me through the bleak, cold winter
right.
was that Damon Johnson show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know we talked about that last time, but that seriously got me through, because we've had a huge dry spell, and that wasn't just enough to keep me from going off the deep end.
Yeah, that was at the Iridium in New York City. It was so much fun. And if you have a chance to see Damon play live, definitely Damon Johnson. He is just so good. And of course, he played with Alice Cooper and Thin Lizzy and Black Star Riders and Brother Kane. And the list goes on and on and on. Worked with, I think, Carrie Underwood, writing songs with her, Aerosmith.
He's immensely talented.
He posted a picture of him and Steven Tyler jamming the other day on his Instagram. So much great stuff from Damon. Definitely check him out. And yeah, the concert season is kicking in. We are going to see Marty Friedman in New Jersey this Saturday night. Please join us, guys. Here's a little Marty. This is off of his recent live record called One Bad MF. This is Inferno by Marty Friedman.
Thank you for being here. We are going to bring you the energy from Tokyo tonight. Are you ready for this right now? This one's called Inferno.
Thank you. Inferno by Marty Friedman here on Talking Metal. Coming up a little later, we're going to hear from Anthony C. and Ian McCurdy talking about a business called Meat Hook. And we, so stay tuned for that if you're interested in the Meat Hook app. He's going to tell us all about that. And let's get into a little more music, Emily. This is Alley Cat by Seventh Wonder. We'll be right back.
strings, my dear. Roll me like a puppeteer.
All right, from 2010, that was Alley Cat by Seventh Wonder.
Yeah, requested by Steven from our Patreon page. So much great stuff going on Patreon, Emily. One of the recent things we did on Patreon was to ask people a question. I'm going to pull it up so I get it right. What new bands do you listen to? We all have people that we know that have abandoned checking out new music or new bands. If you were to suggest a new band to someone, who would they be? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Well, I mean, mine honestly would be Ghost.
Okay.
Because yeah. I do think there are a lot of people that still have not come over to the dark side.
Right.
The ghost side. I put one of their patches on my coat.
Yeah. So yeah. If you haven't seen Emily's coat, it is in our video that we just put up called This Old Rock Shirt. You can check it out there. And I know you have pictures of it on your Instagram account, space.pony on Instagram. Right, Emily?
That's correct.
Yeah. So anyways, on Patreon, Graveyard Disciple says they've been around for years, but I've recently been digging Ginger. And we saw Ginger at Heavy Montreal, and we did an interview with them. So that's a great suggestion, Graveyard. Sam on Patreon says, not really a new band. Wouldn't definitely not call them new, but I think Rival Sons are the best thing to happen in rock music in a very long time. And these, you guys, you go into so much detail on Patreon, and I'm just kind of reading, kind of summarizing your comments. But if you want to read everyone's comments, guys, please join us on our Patreon page. Anthony says, Anthony Mackey, the last new heavy band I got into were Baroness, who we also saw at Heavy Montreal last year. Great band, Anthony. And Ghost, he's with you, Emily. He's and I responded to Anthony saying, I love Ghost and Baroness. I've really started to get into that because a number of you Talking Metal listeners have insisted that I check them out. At Metal Dan, this one's a little strange. He says Metal Church, a band that's, I don't know, maybe
awesome.
At Metal Dan, I don't think you read the what we were asking for, but Metal Church, great band, and their new one is awesome. However, they have been around for decades and decades. And yeah, the new Metal Church is sounding great, though. Red Dragon Cartel, Joe says Red Dragon Cartel with Jakey Lee, great newer band for sure. And Steven Saylor, who just requested we played that last song for you, Steven, Alley Cat by Seventh Wonder. Anyway, Steven says, a lot of what I've been listening to recently aren't new bands, but they're new to me. I'm just discovering many great bands who got their start between 1995 and 2005. Some of the newer bands I would suggest are Nordic Union, King Company, Those Damn Crows, Gasoline Outlaws, and Silver Talon. Okay, I don't know any of those, so good suggestions, Steven. And Emily, we are heading down to M3, kind of to change subjects here. It is May 3rd to May 5th. I cannot wait for this.
I can't wait, and it's getting bigger every year, right?
Yeah.
Because basically this year doesn't start on Thursday and go all the way through Sunday night?
Yeah, they got Kip Winger Thursday night. I don't know if we'll get down there for that, but then they start on, it's a full 3 days this year.
And we'll be there the whole time.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be great. Vince Neil, Warrant, Whitesnake, Extreme, Tora, who we just had on the last episode of Talking Metal, interview with Keith. If you missed that, go check it out. Vixen.
Warrant, Skid Row.
Steven Adler playing a set of Guns stuff.
Love it. Who sings with Adler? Is it Adler's Appetite still? Or does he just go bill himself as Steven Adler?
I think it's Adler's Appetite. I don't know who's currently singing with him. So that's a good question. Just had to take a sip of my Dirt Wolf double IPA here. Emily's drinking some champagne.
No, I'm not. I'm drinking whiskey.
Okay. And who else is at M3? Autograph. I love Autograph. And they have Steve is still still doing the lead guitar work, and I think it's two original members, Steve Lynch and the bassist. His name slips my mind right now, but you know, it's kind of a revamp thing, and they play all the classics. But these guys, Autograph, they do new music too, and I thought their last record that they put out in 2017 was great. So right now, let's check out a song off of that record. This is called Every Generation by Autograph, who we will see at this year's M3 Festival. Every Generation by Autograph here on Talking Metal. That's a rather new song from 2017. I'd love to hear them play that at the M3 Festival, which is taking place in Columbia, Maryland, May 3rd to May 5th. It's the Merriweather Pavilion, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I always mess that up. And the other festival we are completely excited for, Heavy Montreal. It's happening.
God. Good Lord.
And we're going to see Slash up there this year, too. And we're going to see Slash in Fort Wayne, Indiana, too. So we will be getting Slash twice this summer.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of Slash for us.
Once in July, once in August. Yep.
And the lineup for Heavy Montreal is staggering. I mean, you got to check it out, guys. Slayer.
We're going to see Slayer again. I mean, I really thought that was the last show that we were ever going to see. The last time we'd ever see Slayer.
Yeah. Never trust these guys when they say they're, you know, this is the last time you'll see us. They're always back. They're always, you'll always see them again.
But who else,
Emily? Who else? In this moment, right?
In this moment, Godsmack, Evanescence, Killswitch Engage. You know who I'm excited about? Who I've never seen?
I haven't seen Killswitch since we saw them at the Long Beach Pavilion in California.
I remember that
show. That was a great show.
That was so fun. Yeah. Remember we hung out backstage with the guys from Lamb of God.
Oh, right. Yeah, remember that. Yeah, Chris Adler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were so nice. Do you know who I'm excited to see? Oh, Anthrax is going to be there, first of all.
Oh, God.
But a band I've never seen.
Love Anthrax.
Steel Panther.
I'm kind of on the fence about them.
I'm so pumped to see them. They're fun. I appreciate their sense of humor so much. You know me. I'm a silly goose. So I'm pumped to see Steel Panther for sure. Quiet Riot. Clutch.
Quiet Riot also at M3. So we'll be seeing them twice.
Hatebreed, speaking of Metal Church, they're going to be there. Fu Manchu, that's going to be awesome. Gosh, Skillet.
You saw Fu Manchu at like the Continental or something, didn't you?
I can't remember if it was there or was it in Coney Island.
Oh, I don't know.
I saw Fu Manchu at a smaller club.
Yeah, because I remember when we were first dating, you were like, I saw this band Fu Manchu, and the guy was talking to me, and I was all jealous that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't remember that. I don't. Yeah. I have such a bad memory.
Yeah,
seriously,
Fu Manchu, great stoner rock band, one of the original stoner metal bands, so good. And in this moment, a band that John and I, you know, back when we started this podcast, we were real friendly with In This Moment for a number of years. And I have to admit, I've lost touch with both Maria and Chris from In This Moment. I feel bad about that, but I would love to reconnect with both of them at Heavy Montreal. And let's make that our priority, Emily. I need to reconnect with Maria and Chris from In This Moment, because they were really good people.
They were good. They are good people and were good people. And I remember being in their tiny little trailer, like a van that they were driving around in for Ozfest, and like when we were first dating.
Yes.
And we went into their little van with them and hung out, and they're just very down to earth, good people.
And I think the last time I hung with them was like right after our son Grant was born, our second son, because I went down to Starland Ballroom without you, and I was hanging with Jeff Fab, who's now in Black Label Society, but he was their drummer at the time. And I remember we sat in our Honda Civic, Jeff and I, and we did an interview, and then after that, Jeff and I went on the tour bus, and we were hanging with Chris and Maria, drinking some beers before they went on stage, or at least Jeff and I were drinking beers. I don't know if Maria and Chris were, but that was like 2010, so it's been like 9 years since I've seen them. Yeah, and on that note, let's play some In This Moment. This is Black Wedding featuring Rob Halford on vocals along with Maria. This is great. Newer music from these guys. And this got a lot of airplay on a local New Jersey station called WDHA. Great song. Kind of a wink and a nod to the Billy Idol classic White Wedding. But this is Black Wedding, again, by In This Moment, featuring guest vocalist Rob Halford.
Are you there? Can you hear my voice? Do you hear my prayers? Are you out there? Yeah.
little In This Moment here on Talking Metal. Emily, we have so many great things coming up. We got Ozzy, we got Kiss, we got Marty Friedman in a few days. We got Maiden. We got all these great bands at Heavy Montreal and at M3. And we're going to see Slash twice. We're going to see Quiet Riot twice. It's going to be just an incredible summer. We were talking about seeing Failure or maybe Billy Idol, but those are kind of...
They're back-to-back. Yeah. And I'll tell you the truth. Everyone, if you listen to the podcast, you know I'm a huge Failure fan. And so they're playing the Stone Pony. They're actually playing in Brooklyn, too, if you're more interested in that gig. But
well, the Stone Pony one is a weekend, so I'm always more interested in weekend ones.
Yeah, weekends are easier for parents to get babysitters.
Although I've never seen Billy Idol, and I do want to see him at some point. Queensryche. We're going to see Queensryche in like 2-3 weeks, Emily. It's going to be amazing. Queensryche are back with new songs, new album on the way, and Fate's Warning. I've never seen Fate's Warning. I love Fate's Warning. Joey Farah is going to be with them. Of course, he is also an Armored Saint. And that just reminds me, Joey and I were exchanging emails like a year ago talking about bringing him on Talking Metal. It never happened. So I need to follow up on that. But yeah, it's going to be just insane. We always love Queensryche.
I like the new Queensryche single a lot. You came in my office the other day and you were like, what is that? And I had it like on repeat.
Yeah.
You know me. If I like a song,
likes a song, guys, she plays it over and over and over. For like
guilty.
not just one day, like it goes on for weeks sometimes. But that's how passionate Emily is about her music. But Emily, we have new Talking Metal sweatshirts. I don't even know if I explain this to you.
Where's mine?
Yours is in the unfinished part of the basement. Here's the deal. I thought I was getting zipper hoodies. They're pullover hoodies, which is kind of a bummer. But
you never read the fine print.
Yeah,
ever.
No, they're awesome.
Like Mark will order groceries for us.
Oh, stop! I'm trying to sell sweatshirts,
like,
and you're
one banana, and it'll be like, no. He thinks three bananas, and it's three bunches of bananas.
Oh,
so we end up with 7,000 bananas.
Yeah.
But you never read the fine print. All right, sorry.
Okay, but these are awesome sweatshirts, and we are gonna. I know. I originally was selling them for $80, but being that they are pullovers, we're gonna drop that price. And again, remember, you're just supporting the podcast. So anyways, all sizes currently available, small through XXL. If you want one, let me know. Let's say 60. Let's say 60 for a hoodie, pullover hoodie.
They were not cheap.
Sure. Yeah.
And
it costs a lot to make.
They're really, really cool too.
And just think about, you're supporting the podcast when you buy one. So hit me up through PayPal or join us on Patreon to get a Talking Metal hoodie. They're nice, guys. They're real nice. Wanted to mention that we are now a part of this new music network. It's the Music Network on Roku. We don't have Roku. We have Amazon Fire TV for streaming. But if you do have Roku, check out the Music Network. It's a new streaming channel featured exclusively on Roku. And Talking Metal and Mark Striegel and Emily Striegel are providing content to it. So that's pretty cool. You can check us out there. I just wanted to give a shout out to that. And today, I mean, by the time we post this, Emily, this is going to be old news, but The Dirt, there was a little 30-second promo. The full trailer is coming out tomorrow. I was bummed out by the trailer.
See, I know you had a problem with it. I didn't have as big of a problem.
It's the hairstyle's wrong. The fashion's wrong. I don't like it.
They toned it down a little bit, and they didn't need to do that. So,
well, here's the deal. This is what bothers me about when people are like, oh, well, who cares if their hair was bigger in real life? The thing is that I love Tommy. I love Nikki. But they're so concerned with the cool factor. And I don't think they've embraced the hairspray and the look they had. I think they're slightly embarrassed by it, which they shouldn't be because it was so fucking badass. The Too Fast for Love album, the Shout at the Devil album, the Theater of Pain album. I mean, they were a glam band, and I hairspray and all. And I think
Nikki's setting his pants on fire.
Yeah, I think they want to look more like, I don't know, like a 70s.
Well,
they look like the Runaways or something in the trailer. It doesn't look like 80s rock to me.
I agree that they didn't quite get the look right. And I think Nikki was heavily involved. I don't know if I think Tommy was too. if they were on set, you know, who knows what kind of influence they had. But I agree with you.
Well, it's like that Howard Stern movie where Howard, he was such a goofy looking dork, but in Private Parts of the movie, he makes himself look like he was like kind of had a cool rock look back in the 80s in the movie, which was, you know, from the 90s, but he didn't. He looked like a big goofy dork guy in the early 80s. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm already worried about this dirt thing, the amount of hype and everyone hyping it, saying it's the greatest thing since canned corn is scaring me. But we will soon find out. March 22nd, I believe, is when it hits Netflix. And Emily and I will be watching, as I'm sure you guys will be too. Let us know what you think. And yeah, fingers crossed. I would like it to be a great movie.
Wait, it's on Netflix? What'd you say? Oh, so it's not coming out in theaters?
No.
I didn't know that.
Straight to Netflix.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We got to buy a bigger TV.
Yeah, there you go. And yeah, I think that's it. Oh, there's some new reviews up on iTunes. You want to read those?
Sure. Great podcast for fans of hard rock and metal. They gave us 5 stars. Thank you, WJ Taylor. Mark and Emily do a really nice job of interviewing artists from the many facets of hard rock and metal music with this podcast. I like the combination of interviews and music interspersed throughout each episode. Good word, awesome. Interspersed. That way you get to hear tunes by the artists being interviewed. Cool. Mark is also working on highlighting newer current artists as well. Now, mixing them in with classic or more established bands. Give this a try. Thanks, WJ Taylor. That's awesome.
Cool.
And then we got another one saying we're knowledgeable about our guests. That's cool. We do thoughtful and concise interviews. I enjoy it being exposed to artists and music that I'm not familiar with. I really like their personalities. They are great, down-to-earth people. Little do you know.
And who's that from?
This is from Prog Metal 01.
Oh, great. And there's one bad one, right?
Oh, yeah. I love this. We got 2 stars from Zawheels.
Zawheels, yeah.
We all have access to these songs. Interviews are more interesting than hearing songs we have heard over and over. Hey, that's not really a bad interview. It's just saying more interviews, less songs, right?
Yeah. No, that guy's a douchebag.
Stop it. Yeah,
here's the deal.
No, take that out. You need to edit that out.
No, that guy's a troll, a hater, okay? Because here's the deal. You know how many freaking interviews I do? Some of these episodes, this episode doesn't have any interviews. It's a rarity. I'm putting 2 to 3 interviews in these episodes, and you're telling me that you don't like the songs. I got complaints when I don't play songs because people are like, I don't care what they're saying if I don't know what the music sounds like, which I actually agree with that. You know,
listen, he's not being mean. He's giving his opinion. Leave it alone.
He's giving 2 stars. He's fun. Another podcaster who's jealous, and he's a troll, and he's a hater. And
well, I don't care. You shouldn't care either.
Yeah. No. Well, listen.
F the haters. That's all I
say. Yeah, that's what I say too.
I have haters too.
But he goes out of his way to write a review and form a fake account to write the review.
You think people don't see right through that? You don't think they see it and go, this dude is just a jealous jerk?
Yeah. Well, all right.
Just
I think that
seriously, don't give it another thought.
Okay.
I don't want you giving him another second in our podcast.
That's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. That we have access to these songs. Yeah.
Mark,
it's a fucking podcast, dude. Fast forward the songs or simply don't listen.
Get over it.
That's the better.
Get over it. Okay. See, this is exactly what he wanted. He wanted time on the podcast.
Right. Okay.
And you gave him way too much of it. So
okay, there you go. So here is Ian McCurdy. He's a big part of the Talking Metal family, and he is working with this new app. And he and the founder, I guess, of the app, Anthony C., are going to tell us all about it. It's an app where you can hook up with your favorite rockers, your favorite professionals. It is called Meat Hook. So definitely give it a chance and check it out. And here is Ian McCurdy with Anthony C., to take us out on this edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. We'll see you at M3, May 3rd to May 5th. Here's Ian McCurdy and Anthony C.
Hi, this is Ian McCurdy with Talking Metal, and we have on the line with us today Anthony C. with MeatHook.com, with the Meat Hook app. Hi, Anthony. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Ian. Nice to talk to you, brother.
Pleasure to talk to you, my friend. So tell us a little bit about the Meat Hook app.
With pleasure. So, about 3 years ago, I started development on this great new app that allows anyone to connect with a professional one-on-one through a video call. MeetHook allows the professional a very easy way to offer their services in way of either advice, or maybe they need to answer some questions or give a consultation. We have categories in music, business, sports, and entertainment. And the idea is that anyone could go on the app, look through a number of hosts in many different categories, and basically book them for a one-on-one session and have a video call with them to discuss whatever they choose. Our hosts are in, like I said, many different categories. And I think it's a great way to bridge the gap between people who need access to specific professionals in specific industries. Now it makes it really simple for them to connect with them and have a conversation. They may want some help getting through some task that they're trying to do, or just get a different perspective. Life, I feel that perspective is one of the most important things. Everyone sees the world differently through their own eyes. And those people who have spent a lot of time basically working on their career and gathering all these experiences and know-how and expertise, they're now able to make some money on the side through the app very simply by offering themselves up for one-on-one video calls and answering questions.
So this is basically a live video call between a professional musician with someone who follows this professional musician. Is that correct?
Yes. That's a good way to describe it for sure. Yes.
Okay. So I guess you're slowly growing your roster of artists on your app and on MeetHook.com.
Yes. The app is available on the iOS App Store, on the Google Play Store, and you can also go to MeetHook.com and sign up or log in. We launched about 11 months ago after two long years of development. And, we started with the music category about for the first 12 months. It was all about music. So if you wanted to reach someone who was a professional drummer or guitar player or singer or anyone, in production, basically the category has a number of skills that you could have in that category. And the hosts are listed under what skills they have. And it just makes it really easy, you know. About a month ago, we launched three new categories, like I mentioned earlier: sports, entertainment, and business. And we're just helping people gain access to some professionals that they could, learn from, or just get a new perspective.
Well, that would be very good in this day and age with technology the way that it is, that people can connect with somebody that can help them, you know, further their career. It seems like a very good app at the right time.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people be successful at it. I mean, you know, it's the kind of thing nowadays with social media and the Instagram DM and Twitter. You know, you do get access to a lot of these professionals, but the problem is that most of them are so busy being the professional that they are, they don't have time necessarily to answer people's DMs and to respond to every comment. This gives them a new option where they can actually monetize that, help somebody out, and at the same time make a little extra cash to make it worth their while to actually go up there and do it, you know.
Okay, so I would assume that the artist or the professional can decide how much time they want to have on the app and when they want to make themselves available. Is that correct?
Yes, they're completely responsible for deciding how much they are, how much they cost, what they're offering per hour, how much they need to make per hour, as well as their schedule is completely up to them. If they're really busy and they decide to never use it, no one's going to be pressuring them to. And at the same token, if they do have time, you know, every minute they're using the app, they're going to actually be making money. It's not some app where people can actually bother you and message you. No one has to request your time. It's all about you putting in some future availability if you have it. And if you don't have it, there's an actually a way for you to just sort of use it on the fly. If you're a professional and you find yourself with a half hour to spare, there's an easy way to just basically turn it on. It's called Meet Hook Now. And if you turn it on, everyone who's already been on the app and favorited your profile, they're able to be at, the app notifies them right away that you're available. So what we've done is we've sort of flipped the script, so to speak. In the past, if you were looking to take a music lesson, or if you were looking to have a conversation with someone, the only way to do it is to request it. We flipped
right,
it. So now there's no request involved. You're not going to be bothering the professional. We're very like, we call these professionals that are on there, we call them hosts. So basically, if you're a Meet Hook host, we protect your time and your personal information. Nobody gets that. They have the ability to check out your profile, see what you're all about, search for you by name or keyword or affiliation, and basically favorite your profile so that they get notified when you decide there's you want to have some time to actually talk to them. So, it just makes it really simple. A lot of people are trying to monetize their followers and their fans. This, I believe, is a great way to do it. There's also a way for you to give some to charity. So it really sort of widens the ability for anyone who has professional skills in any of the four categories we have to easily set themselves up to make some extra money. And the best part about it is that you're helping someone else out while you're helping yourself out. And if you choose, you can also help a charity out all at the same time. And to me, it's a win-win for everybody involved.
Right. It does sound like a win-win. So there you have it, folks. If you're a professional and you want to help people learn your trade or your craft, go to meethook.com, download the app, and become a host. If you're someone out there that wants to learn some things, whether guitar, drums, singing, or whatever you want to learn, go to meethook.com and download the app and join with one of the hosts already on that have availability. So sounds good. Anthony, thank you very much for being on Talking Metal today. We appreciate you very much.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm really happy that you took the time to talk to me. If you wouldn't mind, I'd just like to sort of mention a few of our big name hosts that
absolutely,
are already
included. Yes. Who's on there right now?
I'm a drummer. So when I launched the app, the first thing I did was contact every drummer I knew. So if you're a drummer, the first thing you're going to want to do is check out all the different hosts we have. We have over 200 name drummers on the app. Now, that doesn't take away from the other categories. It's just the category that we have fully launched with plenty of people to choose from. But like I said earlier, we have, you know, hosts in all different types of skills under the music category. Just off the top of my head, Anton Fig, he's been pretty popular on the app. Dennis Chambers, Todd Shookerman. We got Brian Quinn, who plays guitar with Candlebox. We have a couple famous sax players on there. We got a record an artist manager and record company CEO, Capriccio Skates. Carmine Appice, drum legend from
Vanilla Fudge.
We played with Ozzy and Vanilla Fudge. And
Blue Murder?
Blue Murder, absolutely.
Yes.
Man, I know that's one of your
favorites. Great band.
Yeah, man. Tyketto's Chris Green.
Yes.
Awesome guitar player. The list goes on and on. CJ Snare, who's the singer for Firehouse and one of the founding members. Drum legend Corky Lang. Chris Coleman, who plays drums with Beck currently, used to play with Prince. Daniel Glass. The list goes on and on, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to let people know, there's a lot of amazing people on here. And judging from the last 20 years of my life, being able to have some personal conversations with some of these people on my way up made a huge difference. And I believe changed the trajectory completely with my career and just, you know, honestly, with my life. You know, there's been many things, great things that I've learned from these people over the years. And it's just a really great way to connect and, you know, gain some new knowledge in areas that you may not be so familiar with. And hearing it from the source is such a huge component, you know?
I agree. Sounds good.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate you listening to me, and I hope everybody logs on and, you know, starts using it. I think they're really going to be happy they did.
Yes. So right now, go check out meethook.com, MeetHook.com, and you can look at the host there, and you can also download the app. So thank you again, Anthony, for being on Talking Metal.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.